From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Some in Britain compared this morning to waking up with a hangover following the British referendum decision to leave the European Union that triggered what some analysts called a financial and political earthquake. With opinion polls before Thursday's vote showing the Remain camp in the lead, Friday's results took many by surprise, including those who voted to leave the 28-nation bloc. Mixed with the shock were waves on global markets, which dropped sharply as oil prices fell and the value of the British currency crashed to a three-decade low. Miller Sega reports.
For those who voted to leave the European Union, the outcome was reason to celebrate. But in financial markets around the world, there was little to cheer about. Speaking to VOA's Jill Maladrino, financial analyst Stephen Kalijan says investors should hang on to their cash until the crisis blows over.
I don't think this is a buying opportunity. I think that this could be the catalyst to something that could last throughout the whole summer.
The uncertainty sent stock prices sharply lower on Wall Street. Analysts say there's no reason to panic yet, but because there is no historic precedence for such an exit, many say financial markets could face continued volatility for weeks, perhaps even months. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
Leaders from the six European founding countries are in Berlin today for an impromptu meeting to discuss the future of the EU after the vote. Along with Germany, representatives from France, the Netherlands, Italy, Belgium and Luxembourg are all at the government's foreign ministry building on the outskirts of Berlin. The U.S. military has launched its first airstrikes against the Taliban in Afghanistan since President Obama expanded the authorities under which U.S. troops can attack insurgents. Previously, U.S. commanders were authorized only to use airstrikes to protect ground forces of the United States. This is VOA News. Pope Francis paid tribute to the 1.5 million Armenians killed in 1915 at the Genocide Memorial and Museum in Armenia's capital today. On Friday, the Pope denounced the World War I era mass killing of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide, a term that enraged Ankara. Later today, Francis travels to the northwestern city of Gyumri to preside over the only public Catholic mass scheduled for this visit. Italian officials say at least 7,000 migrants have been rescued from small boats in the Mediterranean Sea in just 2 days. Italian ships, along with others belonging to Doctors Without Borders, carried out more than 40 rescue missions, pulling people from small, overcrowded rubber boats and dinghies. The migrants, believed to be mainly Arab and sub-Saharan African country residents, are trying to reach Europe. The UN's World Food Program reports it will soon begin regular flights of food and other relief supplies from the Syrian capital Damascus to the northern city of Qamishli. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lüscher says planes will take off from Damascus International Airport for Qamishli Airport, which is under government control.
We will bring food in for 150,000 people. And we will concentrate on food in the beginning because the food situation on the ground has been really dire.
Qamishli is on the border with Turkey and close to Iraq. It is under control of both the Syrian government and Kurdish forces, with the latter controlling the majority of the city. Lucia says the number of international agencies, including the World Health Organization, UN Refugee Agency, and International Committee of the Red Cross, are interested in ferrying desperately needed relief supplies to the inhabitants of Qamishli. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Rio de Janeiro has hit another bump in the road as it struggles to get ready to host the Summer Olympics in just 6 weeks. The World Anti-Doping Agency has suspended the city's official drug testing laboratory, barring it from any tests for 6 months because it committed what the WADA called procedural errors. The drug lab suspension adds to the problems Brazil is facing as the August 5th opening of the Summer Olympics draws closer. For example, the president's impeachment, the Zika virus outbreak spread by mosquitoes, economic woes, and widespread pollution in the waters around Rio, including some Olympic venues. And after a 5-year journey, the spacecraft Juno is nearing its destination, the planet of Jupiter. Starting July 4th, it will begin sending data back to Earth. Scientists hope for insights into Jupiter's origin and the nature of the planet as well as the solar system. Juno was launched August 2011 and is polared by giant solar panels. It will map the entire surface of Jupiter over the next 20 months. Looking forward to it. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.